On today's podcast, we're going to talk about healing for broken emotions. So let's get started. Welcome to the blogwithjesus.com podcast. I'm your creative power coach, Robert Welsh, coming to you from the Jesus Media Studios. Please hit that like button in order to let others know you're enjoying the podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about healing for broken emotions. I remember in 1999, I fell into a state of depression. I had been working a job for about 4 years, and if I did 99 things right and one thing wrong, the boss would come and talk to me about it. And after about 4 years, this was more than I could take, and I fell into a state of depression. As I began to analyze that depression, which took quite some time, I realized that things earlier in my life had set me up for this. My dad started cheating on my mom at age 3 years old, and although I had nothing to do with this, I felt a state of rejection. When I'd go down to the schoolyard to play baseball, I was usually one of the last ones picked for the team. And when I tried out for sports in high school, I either did not make the team or I would make the team but never see any playing time. And then taking this job after college and this happening to me, it was the straw that broke the camel's back. But 6 years later, when walking through Walmart, I found a book on a discount shelf. It was called Healing for Damaged Emotions by David Siemens. This book was only about $5, but David Siemens is a Christian minister who he really has an understanding about how we get emotionally wounded and how to heal it. And when I was reading through this book, I saw the scripture. It said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is who we are." And this scripture helped me to understand a depth of God's love that I never knew earlier. And as I began to understand who I was in Christ Jesus, and also how to talk to people so that maybe I wouldn't get hurt, or if I got hurt, how to deal with it, this began to lift me out of depression. The whole process was a 13-year process, but I did come over it. And now I'm living a life of my dreams. I have a home I never thought I could ever have, living in a neighborhood I thought I would never be in, and I have a great job. And things are even greater to come. And you can overcome these things too. Again, if you're interested in this book by David Siemens, Healing for Damaged Emotions, I'll put a link in the description. This is the best psychology book I've ever read in my entire life. It's only about 100 pages, and it saved my life, and I believe it can do the same for you. Please subscribe to this podcast. We want to take others on this same faith journey with us. Now, if you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Savior and Lord. Friends, I believe if you prayed that prayer with me, you got born again. Please keep God first place in your life. He's going to take you places you never dreamed. This is Robert Welsh for blogwithjesus.com. Remember to believe the word, speak the word, and manifest a promise. I'll see you on next podcast. Blessings.